This is Jody Peterson with the KVNF Regional Newscast. One long-anticipated attraction is opening this weekend. The brand-new Ouray Via Ferrata will open to the public on May 23rd. The climbing route consists of 3/4 of a mile of trail with anchored cables and steel rungs. The Via Ferrata is located on city-owned land and will be free for everyone, although hiring a guide is recommended for people who haven't done one of these routes before. A group called Friends of the Ouray Via Ferrata raised nearly $250,000 for its construction. An economic impact study estimated that by its fifth year of operation, the Via Ferrata will have created $5 million in new local expenditures and $145,000 in additional tax revenue. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment is encouraging everyone with COVID-19 symptoms to get tested. The state lab has received a significant increase in testing supplies and now has adequate processing capacity. That's thanks to nearly $160 million in new funding to Colorado from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Governor Jared Polis has announced that anyone in the state showing COVID-19 symptoms can now get tested for free. Across the state, the testing rate is now 91 tests per 100,000 people per day. That's a drastic improvement since the beginning of the pandemic, but it still falls short of the 152 tests per 100,000 people per day number that health experts say is necessary to safely monitor the outbreak. Assuming that COVID-19 testing on the Western Slope began on March 16th, 69 days ago, here are the average daily testing rates per 100,000 people for three counties in the KVNF listening area. In Delta County, with a population of 31,000, there have been 814 tests given so far. That means an average of 37 per day per 100,000 residents. In Montrose, with nearly 43,000 people, there have been 1,283 tests given. That works out to an average of 46 daily tests per 100,000 people. And in Mesa County, with 154,000 residents, 1,288 tests have been administered. That makes an average of 12 per 100,000 residents per day. Mesa County is planning to ramp up its testing capacity so that it can test 50 county residents per day. Delta County will have a new testing site as of May 27th. The North Fork Ambulance District in Hotchkiss will provide free testing for people who are symptomatic or have been exposed to someone who is positive for COVID-19. To make an appointment, call or text 970-778-7426. State officials are investigating three possible cases of a new illness in children that appears to be caused by the new coronavirus. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Doctors at Children's Hospital Colorado say a fever and severe abdominal pain are the most common symptoms of multisystem inflammatory syndrome, and that it can appear weeks after a child is exposed to the virus. Governor Jared Polis says the illness is rare, but the state is taking the risk seriously.
While the syndrome is, again, seldom fatal, it often requires clinical intervention, and it can cause lasting heart damage as well.
Polis does not expect the illness to affect the plans to reopen schools in the fall. Citing privacy concerns, the state did not provide any details about the three cases of the syndrome it is investigating. Health officials did say parents should call a doctor if their child has red eyes, lips, or rashes in addition to the other symptoms. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Musicians around the world are getting creative about connecting with their audiences during a time of social distance. Gathering for live in-person performance is still unsafe. One local band in Moab, Utah is solving this dilemma by bringing the performance to the people. KZMU's Molly Marcello has more.
At the gateway to both Arches and Canyonlands National Parks, it's been unusually quiet this spring. Moab shut the door to visitors for 6 long weeks during what is usually the busiest time of year. The town is still not fully open, and many locals are dealing with continued unemployment and financial insecurity. All around, tensions are high, but not on Friday night. Friday night, the tension eases. Friday night gets a little loud. That's because on Fridays in Moab, the Fiery Furnace Marching Band parades through different local neighborhoods. It's a socially distant march for the community.
Oh, this is so much fun. I'm so happy these artists are out to share their talent with everybody.
Yeah.
This is a great social distance parade. Thank you very much.
With this band, like, we just have a special thing. I love this band for so many reasons.
Yeah.
Like, it's a super versatile, quirky band, and it turns out like this is a really good way that the band performs.
Band leader and sax player Jeff Gutierrez. He's earned money as a musician both in Moab and throughout the region for years. At this point, he says it's difficult to tell if regular gigs will return anytime soon.
Musicians just aren't working now. It's crazy. Like, you know, when the lockdown came in, within a matter of 4 or 5 days, my calendar, you know, had a nice array of gigs throughout the next 6 months, and then just one after the other, they all fell. Like, oh, two are gone from May. Oh, that wedding in June isn't happening anymore, and the restaurants aren't going to be doing music probably for a long time.
Inspired by musician friends across the country, Gutierrez started brainstorming. How could his brass band play, essentially create their own gigs while keeping themselves and others safe?
You know, I kind of just threw a hint out there on Facebook, like, you know, what would you people think if there's a brass band walking down your street, and like, how would you want that to happen in order to feel comfortable and in order for it to just not be annoying? Because that's the last thing we want.
So they drafted rules. The band keeps their location secret so as not to attract a crowd. They maintain a steady parade pace so people aren't tempted to gather too close. And two volunteers ensure that neighbors and the band keep proper social distance.
We sort of jokingly called them our bouncers. They're like, oh, back off, everybody,
right.
Too close.
Right.
And then, but also like reminding us, if we're bunching up and getting too close, they're reminding us, you know, keep your spacing.
Starting up their next song, the Fiery Furnace Marching Band turns down a new street. Folks heard them coming. They're already on the edge of their lawns, waving, busting out dance moves. Every single person the band passes tonight is absolutely beaming. It's music, acting like a healing balm to collective worries. Something familiar, fun, and communal in an uncertain time.
I love it. It is so wonderful. It brought tears to my eyes.
Really?
Yeah, it's wonderful. It makes me feel like we're really a community again. It does. Thank you so much.
I mean, I think part of it's just for us to have a community again. And it turns out that the way that we have a community, you know, sometimes other people can kind of connect with that too.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
Reporting from Moab, Utah, I'm Molly Marcello.
And that was the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.